We're entering the refinery operating area.
Brian Hubinger is the technical advisor for what Chevron's calling a modernization project, and critics call an expansion. Even its name is politicized. This refinery was built in 1902. Picture those black and white photos of Victorian ladies after the 1906 earthquake. The refinery was already here, chugging along.
There was pretty much nothing else here. It just looked like an open plain.
The facility, with its red-painted tanks, sprawls across about 4.5 miles along the Carquinez Strait. Pipelines run back and forth, up and down, everywhere. Streets have names like Solvent Way. It's the biggest refinery in Northern California. The company says 1 out of every 5 cars on the road in the Bay Area is driving with gas from here. 2/3 of the jet fuel used at Bay Area airports starts here. And now we come to the point of this tour.
On the left side is the new hydrogen plant that is 50% constructed.
That's how far Chevron got before a state court judge stopped the project in 2010. This new plant would produce hydrogen more efficiently than the existing one does. Chevron wants the upgrade and other changes it's proposing because hydrogen helps clean the sulfur out of crude oil. And the company wants to refine crude that has more sulfur in it. Chevron won't say exactly where that oil would be coming from, but the refinery can only receive crude via ship. So the company says this is not about using trains to bring in oil from Canada's tar sands or North Dakota's Bakken Formation. Instead, the project would allow Chevron to process crude from declining oil fields, which are often higher in sulfur.
It provides flexibility to the refinery to remain competitive in the future.
Whatever Chevron says, we have to look at the truth and not accept their word for it.
Andres Soto is an organizer in Richmond with the group Communities for a Better Environment, or CBE. That's the group that won the lawsuit to stop the earlier project in 2010. CBE argued that Chevron hadn't provided enough information about how the project would affect air pollution.
Chevron refused to disclose the crude slate quality that they would process as a result of this project. If they were going to expand their hydrogen production, that was because they were going to be processing dirtier crude.
Here's another case where the language is politicized. Opponents call the crude that's higher in sulfur dirty. In the oil industry, they call it sour. There's no debating that sulfur is an impurity in crude oil and that processing higher sulfur crude will affect emissions at the refinery. Unlike Chevron's last attempt at the project, this time its environmental impact report does provide more details on the amount of air pollution that will be created. And it describes how Chevron will try to offset it.
Our commitments for no net increase are no net increase in criteria air pollutants, no net increase in health risk, and no net increase in greenhouse gas.
Nicole Barber is a spokeswoman for Chevron. Greenhouse gas emissions could go up by 15% or more if this project happens. But Barber says Chevron would offset that, largely by buying carbon credits and giving money to greenhouse gas reduction programs in Richmond. That's on the climate change side. In terms of emissions that could make people sick, like toxic chemicals and air pollutants that are federally regulated, Barber says that Chevron will offset those too.
Our commitment is to no net increase in health risk.
The company's proposals include installing new burners that lower nitrogen oxide emissions and replacing 3 tanker ships with more efficient ones. That's all according to the Environmental Impact Report. The Bay Area Air District, which regulates emissions, and CBE have both said they're still examining the report and have no comments on it yet.
We know that they are claiming that there will be no net increase in emissions.
Andres Soto.
And that sounds great, except that the current level of emissions are already killing us. We have disproportionately high rates of cancers, asthma, other autoimmune diseases.
This is an industrial area. There are other refineries, shipping, trucking, and factories. But year in and year out, Chevron's refinery is one of the biggest polluters in the Bay Area. Richmond Mayor Gail McLaughlin says she wants the project and the 1,000 jobs it would create. She sees this process as a chance to push Chevron for lower emissions.
How often do we have an opportunity to determine whether or not to permit a $1 billion expansion project from a large refinery?
The draft environmental impact report is open for public comment until May 2nd. The Planning Commission could vote on it as soon as this summer. And there's a public hearing on the project this week on Thursday night. I'm Molly Samuel, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.